Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Is hospital lighting important when you go and it's that bright lights? And maybe it's important for the doctors and nurses so they can see what they need to see and stay alert and stay awake if they're on the night shift. What about as a patient? What does that lighting do to you? Does it make you more nervous? Does it make you more relaxed? My guest today is Mitra Pakdaman. She is an interior designer that works with all kinds of hospital settings and other healthcare settings to make it a little bit more amenable to those of us that must visit these places. Mitra, so tell us about hospital lighting. What is going on in the hospitals today? And maybe what would you like to see changing?
Sure. First of all, thanks for having me. The type of lighting is in interior is very, very important because it affects on our moods. And the most important one is the natural lighting. This is the most essential lighting type that it has the highest healing power on the patients and even the staff, the doctors that are working in the environment. So everything else is trying to achieve that effect on human body. Like if there's access, the first and foremost important part is to achieve and get as much as natural light that is possible, is the position of the building, how much lighting that we can get, and how we can control it. Sometimes with the window treatment, we can like adjust that, getting the amount of natural lighting that we can get. But however, there's several types of lighting because not every part of the building can have access to the natural lighting. So there are ambient lighting, like sometimes in the home, we can achieve that kind of the natural lighting with the candlelight. It's called candlelight, that we can have that illusion inside the house. Or in the hospital, we don't use it. However, there are other types of lighting that is task lighting, accent lighting. But the foremost important one for the hospital that they really is important is the operating room and the hospital bed lighting. And the area, as you mentioned, like when the staff are having the night shift, like how we can achieve that lighting to bring the alertness, the awareness to stay focused. That, like, for the operating room has a different type of lighting. We usually, or the most important type of light is a white light. We try to avoid yellow or blue light because in the surgery room, it makes it difficult to detect changes in the tissue color. But white light will provide the true color and it's going to recognize. So, and it can be adjustable as far as like how they can like operate it in the surgery room or in the operating room. But however, it's important to know like which lighting should be used in which area. Like we don't use that kind of lighting in the hospital, in the bed lighting, in the bedroom in the bed of the hospital that the patients that try to relax, they try to calm down. Sometimes there's task lighting that next to the bed that they can adjust it, they can, you know, put the dimmer on it. But it's very, very important what type of lighting is going to be used in which area.
Well, we certainly wouldn't want black lights in there. Remember the days of black lights? Everybody would have really white teeth and those velvet posters. Now, when we think of the lighting, and you mentioned that natural light is certainly the best and for healing, but hospitals sometimes seem like cocoons, like they're outside all the rest of everything that goes on. And they need, as you say, operating rooms need that really bright light so they can see what they're doing. How can hospitals bring this more natural light without it costing so much to create? You can't create skylights on floor 2 when there's 10 floors. What do you do for natural light? Is there synthetic natural light? That's an odd question.
Exactly. There's some ways, as you mentioned, there's a skylight that can be, or creating, you know, the usually the way we design a lot is creating that center part of the building to have that illusion of the skylight so we can have the area to get more natural light, but not directly, because that by itself, it creates heat. That is going to, like, it's not going to be efficient because then the AC system has to work harder. So it has to be a very, it's a very fine line, the how much you're going to get the natural light, how you get it, where you get it. But creating the natural light is just putting the skylight or the type of light bulbs you're going to use in the hospital spaces. Now, they're more and more, they're putting that pass lighting that it has a different light bulbs next to the bed, that the patient can like really like get the light that they want. If they want to do reading, if they want to have their own timing at nighttime, they can turn that on the light so they can get the illusion of that the natural light. But there's so much you can do. But the most important thing is the color. There's a variety types of color in the light bulb that you can get that natural light. As I mentioned in the beginning, the natural lighting can be achieved with the candlelight, which they use in the home. Like if the patient's going to go home and they're going to like stay in home and they're going to do the recovery at home, they can use that. But the type of color is going to be in the light bulb. It would be the most or the closest part that they can achieve in the hospital.
Well, I'm a big fan of low lighting. I really like low lights, track lighting, things that are that light sort of yellow color. I just feel like we all look a little better or whatever, and I might be totally wrong. But so recreating that in the hospital, as you say, they're having separate lights maybe now in the patient room so they can read. And those low lights, they create that sense of calm, don't they?
Exactly. That's why, as I mentioned, there are different types of light. There's a natural lighting, ambient lighting, task lighting, the accent lighting. So just knowing which light needs to be, is required for which area, then is going to have the highest effect on that area for the patient, for the staff in the surgery room. Definitely you cannot use the light that is in surgery room to be used by the bedside of the patient. That's going to have a totally different effect, and it's going to have a because every color of every shade of that lighting has a different psychology effect on human body. So definitely just knowing which one, and at the end of the day, the goal of the designer is to achieve to that natural light, to bring that healing, which has the highest healing effect on the human body.
Does light, Mitra, have the effect on our alertness and or being tired? You look at banks, you go in banks sometimes, and I don't know how I could stay awake working in a bank all day. I just don't. The lighting is a little low. The people are sitting around at desks. It's so quiet in there. So in hospitals, is some of those bright lights meant to keep people alert and awake and right on their game?
Exactly. That's why like next time you go to the hospital, if you pay attention to the area that the staff, the nurses, they need to have like more function. There's two or three different kinds of lighting. There's a task lighting, there's an ambient lighting, so it can achieve that alertness for staff. And when you go to the room, like nowadays, like the way we design it, we put dimmer in the patient rooms, in the hospital room, so the patient can adjust that to the feeling, to the way that they want. Sometimes they want to have that piece of, you know, the creating peace inside the room by like creating the dimmer lighting in the room. And it's exactly
like
as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly am a big fan of dimmers, and what an interesting topic this is, that lighting can have such an effect on your mood, on your alertness, on your ability to think clearly, and on your sense of calm and healing. And as Mitra's pointed out, certain lighting can help heal, and that natural lighting. So the next time you walk into your hospital or doctor's office, notice the lighting. Take note of what it does to you. How does it make you feel? And then maybe it's something to really consider. That's what we're talking about here. All different factors of healthcare. So this is Melanie Cole for RadioMD.com. If you missed any of our great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening, and stay well and stay tuned.